Our pregame coverage continues from Purdue Stadium. I'm now joined by pitching coach Casey Day. Casey, thank you for a few minutes here. It seems like over these last couple of weeks, this pitching staff has really turned a corner and has really thrown the ball very well. How have you seen them really come along, really, maybe over these last 2 weeks, but maybe since the season began?
Yeah, got a lot of guys. It's their first year in pro ball. Like, ups and downs are to be expected, but I think the guys have done a really good job of just staying the course and concentrating on getting better every single day and not letting the results kind of take up too much mind space. And it's been getting better and better. Guys are working on stuff, so it's been good to see.
How have you seen them attack their daily work, whether it be on the mound or during their side sessions in the bullpen? How have you seen them really kind of go after it every day?
It seems like every single guy has at least one thing they're working on, and the guys just do a really good job of taking ownership and kind of helping each other out and asking really, really good questions. Like, every single day can go out to the field and every single guy has at least one focus for the day. So everything everybody's doing is intentional and are trying to accomplish everything or something every single day. So
how cool is it for you to work with these guys? Because uniquely, they kind of do something different on the mound, or they have their own arsenal that they throw. So with that, you get to work with a lot of different unique characters and maybe their personality and what they do on the mound. So for you, that has to be pretty cool to be able to work with a bunch of guys with a lot of different talents.
Yeah. It's a ton of fun. Like, no two guys are the same, personality-wise or pitching-wise. Like, they're all very, very different. And trying to learn how each guy kind of ticks, how they go about their business, what they look like when they're at their best. Like, it's kind of like trying to solve a puzzle. And overall, it's just like a really, really good group personality-wise, which makes it a lot easier. Like, they're just good dudes.
What are some things maybe that you try and work with them specifically on? Are there pitches maybe you try and help them learn? Or are there maybe mechanical things you focus in a little bit more?
It's just meeting the guy where they're at and what their needs are. Like, pretty much every single guy has kind of like an execution goal, a pitch design goal, and some guys have a delivery goal, and most of the guys were just like collecting information every single day from all the awesome tools that we're provided with, like Hawkeye and all that stuff. So yeah, every single guy, it's case by case, but just always collecting information and trying to close feedback loops for guys.
And that's something I want to follow up on, because a lot of these guys coming from different places maybe didn't have this kind of technology before, whether they pitched in college, high school, or internationally coming up from Florida. But to have all this information available for these guys, how beneficial is it for you and for them themselves?
It's huge. It's everything. There's just like no other place in the world besides professional baseball where you can kind of like get the access to information on every single guy. And the awesome part about it is there's a lot of stuff. It just takes the guessing game out of it. Like, mentioned it before, but just like we're able to close feedback loops of like, okay, we tried this, this is what happened in the game, and this is how we're like gonna work to improve it. And like, it's just constantly like attempting to do something, checking to see if it worked. If it worked, great, let's keep doing it. If it didn't work, like, what can we adjust in the work week? So yeah, it's awesome tools, awesome resources. Everybody within the Orioles organization does a good job of like educating on these tools and resources, so it's really, really fun.
And with that, it kind of feels like you can maybe uncover some things maybe the pitcher didn't know, or there's a pitch that really works well for them that maybe they're not noticing. So with that, it feels like they can maybe reinvent themselves or really integrate more to their game than they know.
Yeah. It's like different stuff plays in college than pro ball. And like, sometimes a guy didn't throw a pitch for one reason or another. So like, we're always framing things in the mindset of like, what is it going to look like when you're in the big leagues? And maybe that won't lead to the best May 15th game in Delmarva, but like, we're going to try to make this guy a big leaguer. So it's constantly just pushing guys to like try stuff in game, like experiment with stuff. And like, if you have a pitch that's really, really good, like, let's throw that one more.
We're talking with pitching coach Casey Day. Before I let you go, Casey, focusing on one of the guys throwing for you tonight, Chase Alsup. Yeah. It feels like he's got some of the best pure stuff on this team. The season maybe hasn't gone as he's wanted to so far, but maybe talking with him and working with him, what have you maybe noticed from him that maybe he's trying to improve on, or how close do you feel like he might be from going on a really good run here?
Yeah, Chase is an awesome dude. He's one of the hardest workers. He's one of the best guys, like, kind of brings the clubhouse together, kind of a leader in the clubhouse. Just had like a little stretch in professional baseball that everybody goes through, and there's some things that we worked on with him, some things with the arsenal, some things with the delivery, some things with just like execution and mindset. Chase is a winner. Chase is gonna figure it out, and I would not be surprised if Chase start throwing the ball very well very soon.
Casey, we really much appreciate the time. Best of luck tonight.
Thank you.
Pitching coach Casey Day. We're back with more after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.